Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Hopsworks 5-Minute Interviews. This is the second one that we're recording in 2024. Very excited about that, full of energy, and also because I have a wonderful new guest on the other side of this Google meeting, and that is Paul Houston. How are you, Paul?
I'm great. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing great. Thank you for making the time to be part of this conversation. And, you know, it's a new initiative that we are launching with Hopsworks just to really get the community together and share, you know, interesting voices in that community. So speaking of that, I would love it if you would be able to introduce yourself a little bit. You know, who are you and what do you do?
Sure. But first, let me tell you that I'm also very excited to be here. I think this is a great opportunity and a great format to hear a lot of perspective and opinion from people from the industry.
Perfect.
And about your question, so my name is Paul Justin. I'm based in Romania, and I'm currently working as a contractor, as a machine learning engineer at Metaphysic. And also, I am a content creator, and I'm speaking about machine learning engineering, machine learning system, and MLOps in general. Usually, I focus on hands-on production-ready stuff because I know I guess my contracting side of things, and I usually try to speak about what I actually do in the industry and I actually apply. So I try to change how usually people speak about research, because in machine learning, a lot of people speak about research because indeed this field came with a research perspective. Mm-hmm. And I like that slowly this shift from machine learning research is towards machine learning engineering and MLOps, which is the today's topic, I guess.
Yeah. So it's basically, you know, kind of making the bridge between some of the academic work that is going on in, you know, research labs and universities, and bringing that into the real world of, you know, software engineering.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But because until recently, in few companies, there were like very applied use cases where they actually use machine learning. So usually machine learning was more in the research field, as I said, but nowadays it comes more often in more applied and use cases. And I'm usually talking to applied use cases in small to medium businesses, because until now only the giants use machine learning at scale.
Yes.
And to give you some background about myself, I actually started as a software engineer. Mm-hmm. I started working like in my second year of university. I was always a practical guy, and because the university was very theoretical, it kind of bored me. And afterward, I always knew that I wanted to work in the field of machine learning.
Yeah.
But at the moment, especially in Romania, where I'm located, the world of AI was kind of limited. Mm-hmm. So I just took the first job that had AI or machine learning in it, and I actually ended up in a machine learning research position at Continental, where I started researching 3D object detection, computer vision for autonomous driving.
Continental, the tire manufacturer, is that the Continental?
Or? Yeah, yeah, exactly. But they also work on radars. They actually have one of the most popular radar, and they also want to move into this safety systems on cars.
Understand? Yep.
Yeah, but I did.
So that's how you got into it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's how I realized that I hate research. Maybe hate is a strong word, but I don't like reading papers and experimenting all day. Like, I think that's a necessary step for a machine learning engineer, but I don't like to be the only thing that I'm doing.
You want to apply it, if I understand you correctly. You really want to see the result and the application of machine learning.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I'm more of a builder than like a, I don't know, researcher or how you want to call it. And afterward, I switched to a machine learning position, which out of luck was a machine learning engineer position where I mostly had to build stuff. But at the time I was young and it wasn't very clear to me like what's a data scientist, a machine learning researcher, machine learning engineer, MLOps. And I don't think in the industry it was very clear at the moment. So.
It still isn't probably, you know, it's probably still a little bit unclear.
Yeah. Yeah. Many jobs just overlap between each other. But yeah, I guess I was lucky enough to get this new perspective. But after a few months, I got this idea of remote work and contracting. And again, I guess I was lucky enough and pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was luck, I know, for others, but because of this, a lot of remote work jobs opened. Yes. And I could basically jump on this train and got an opportunity to work for a small startup in Israel, which was actually an outsourcing company for AI services. And there I had the chance to learn a lot about MLOps and everything in this field, because they wanted to introduce, to build like an in-house MLOps system that can be hooked to their products that they're building. So basically that they can build it using it. So yeah, there I had the chance to learn a lot about this field. And again, it opened my eyes to MLOps and everything that it consists. And afterwards, I started working for Metaphysic, the company that I'm currently in and working for, which is specialized in deepfakes. And actually, they're the world leader currently in deepfakes. And after a while, I started as a hobby to do content creation on LinkedIn. And after a year, I realized that people actually are interested in what I'm talking about. I want to grow it as a business, and that's what I'm currently focused on.
Fantastic. Really great. Is there a particular domain within, you know, I guess at Metaphysics, it's mostly around the deepfakes, but, you know, is there a particular domain in machine learning where you feel like, you know, I have a lot of affinity with this. This is where I would love to explore it more. Is it maybe around this visual aspects of it, or am I reading that wrong?
Well, currently, I guess this is a blessing and a curse, but I mostly explored things until now, so I did not have, like, everything was in machine learning and productionizing and stuff like this, but okay, like, I did not have the chance to pick a specific domain, let's say. But I had the chance, like, in the last month, and that's mostly generative AI. So this is what I want to specialize in, like MLOps and ML system in generative AI, but not only LLMs and ChatGPT, because generative AI is a lot more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. Great. Well, you've kind of already given me a lot of context here on your relationship to the field, so that's fantastic. Could you just give us a feel for, you know, the reason why you think this is so attractive? You know, why do you think this is such a fascinating field? I mean, you could have gone, you know, into, I don't know, GIS systems or whatever. You could have gone so many ways, and you decided that machine learning is the thing that interests you most. Could you give us a feeling for why you think that is the case?
Yeah, sure. So I think I had an affinity since a child towards, like, robots. I think that is it. So machine learning is the most tangent things to robots that we currently have.
Okay.
And I guess it was this plus a combination of hype. I want to be transparent, and that's always, I think, a component that, like, it was the hot thing at the moment. Sure. And but yeah, I always wanted, like, I love a challenge also, so I get bored very easily. So in machine learning, then you have challenge over challenge over challenge, and I guess it's very entertaining for me, I guess.
Yeah, well, there's always something new, right? I mean, like, you know, you wake up in the morning and there's like a new thing that pops up, and whether it's from academia or research or applications, you know, there's always like something new that's like, wow, didn't think of that, you know. It's like a robot that knows a new trick, sort of, you know. It's
exactly a new brick of the robot, a new feature store.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, I think, you know, there's a lot of people like that. You know, we're attracted to these types of environments, you know, for a variety of different reasons. But, you know, I myself as well, you know, I worked for Neo4j for a long time, but, you know, it feels like a machine learning environment is kind of like a really, really cool next step in my career as well. So, you know, very, very nice. Cool. Hey, Paul, you know that we want to keep these interviews reasonably short. So I want to ask you one more last question, if that's okay, which is really about, you know, how do you think people should, you know, learn more about this environment, and, you know, anything that you can recommend that people read or listen to or attend or whatever. You know, have you got anything to share there? I mean, obviously they should be following you on Twitter and the socials or LinkedIn, you know, but where do you get your information, or what do you think is like an indispensable resource?
Yeah, sure. So I recently realized that I think I can split your question in three sub-steps. So the first one, it will be that because this field is moving so fast, so you will always, at least at my capacity, I will always lose the battle of trying to keep up. So
true.
I start to focus on the fundamentals. So if you master the fundamentals, then when you have a specific problem, you can very easily pick up the specifics and read what the exact thing that you need for that problem, and you just learn that on the moment.
Yeah.
The second thing is that you don't want to read too much. You also want to practice. So you want to do like a read, practice, a cycle all over again. But I also think that it's not healthy just practice or just read. So I think it's very important to combine them.
Iterate, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, to iterate. And some specifics, things and resources that I would suggest are two books that I read last year, and I just love them. The first one is it's called Machine Learning Design Patterns, and it's like 90% done. It's over here. I want to finish it this month.
Yeah.
And the second one is called Designing Machine Learning Systems by Chip Hsien. This second one is mostly focused on analogs, and this first one is mostly focused on machine learning systems. But they kind of overlap from time to time, let's say.
I will put the link to those two books in the show notes and the transcription of this recording, and then people can find it, no doubt, very easily. Great. Paul, awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today and to do this little interview. I look forward to meeting you at one of the conferences or online on a webinar or whatever. And thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me, Rick. And yeah, that will be awesome.
Fantastic. Thank you.